Well, good morning, Emmanuel. I hope, God willing, to see you in person next Sunday. But in the meantime, here are some thoughts on a verse which seems appropriate right now and which I hope will be encouraging. This verse is 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 22, and it says this: "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down two heroes of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen." Now, there's a reason that the lion is traditionally known as the king of the beasts. Of all the animals you do not want to find yourself being confronted by, surely a lion has to be towards the top of that list. Did you know lions can run at up to 50 miles an hour? Lions can leap distances of up to 10 meters. That's about the length of a school bus. And the bite force of a large adult male can reach up to 1,000 pounds per square inch. That is enough to crunch and break every bone in the human body. In addition to that bite force, lions actually rely on the extreme precision of their throat bite to kill their prey. And yet, a lion's primary weapon is actually its paw swipe. A large adult male's paw swipe can deliver over 10,000 pounds of pressure per square inch. That force is sufficient to break the backs or necks of large prey like zebras and buffalo and to cause instant fatal injury to any human. And don't forget that the swipe is accompanied by 1.5-inch retractable, razor-sharp claws capable of shredding tissue like it's paper. But it gets even worse for Benaiah. He's confronted by this lion in a pit. We don't know why he went down there. We don't know what he was doing. We don't know why he wasn't just able to get away. Maybe the lion was blocking his exit. Maybe he didn't have time to climb out. Whatever the case, he found himself trapped with a lion in a confined space. And it gets even worse for Benaiah. He's confronted by a lion in a pit, so he has to do CQB, on a day when snow had fallen. Snow makes your footing slippery, especially if you don't have 1.5-inch claws. It puts the guy with the 1.5-inch claws at an advantage. Snow makes your hands and fingers numb. We don't know what Benaiah was armed with, if anything, but he might have been contending with hands and fingers that were a bit slower moving and less skillful than usual. And snow makes your vision difficult. You can be dazzled by it. Here's the point. At that moment in Benaiah's life, he was facing his worst possible enemy, in the worst possible place, in the worst possible conditions. There are times in life when each of us finds ourselves facing a lion in a pit on a snowy day. I don't know what it might have been for you or what it might be in the future. Maybe cancer, financial ruin, the breaking of a relationship, some great betrayal, maybe the loss of a loved one, maybe public shame and disgrace, maybe just depression. I say just, but heartbreaking discouragement. I recently read these awful words of one elderly man: "Something I have dreaded all my life has happened. Something I did not want to see happen, felt would be the most hurtful thing that could happen, has happened. I cannot escape it, and I have to deal with it at a time when I have lots of other pressures, lots of other problems. It is not an easy time to do it." The worst enemy in the worst place, in the worst conditions. If that hasn't yet been you in the past, I'm afraid it probably will be at some point in the future. That is just how life is in this fallen world. What is the lion in your life? And more importantly, how does one kill a lion? How does one kill a lion? Well, let me read the verse again. Listen out for whether it tells us how this man killed the lion. The verse goes like this: "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down two heroes of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen." We're just not told how Benaiah killed the lion. Or are we? Benaiah's mentioned quite a few times in Scripture, and in almost every case, with just one or two exceptions, his name is given in connection with his father, Jehoiada. as it is here, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. Well, names in Scripture are often significant, and I think we're meant to take note of them here. They're almost the only thing we're told about Benaiah in this story, his name and his father's name. Well, when we take these two names, they spell out the secret of how to kill a lion in a pit on a snowy day. You know what the names mean? Jehoiada means the Lord knows, and Benaiah means the Lord builds. And that is how to kill a lion, by resting on the dual truths that the Lord knows and that the Lord builds. And when we rest on those truths, we will find that the Lord gives us courage, which is the only other thing we're told about Benaiah. He was a man of courage. Let me explain. The Lord knows you. He knows everything you are going through. Psalm 139 says that the Lord knows all the days of your life, from the day of your birth to the day of your death, and every single day in between. Luke 12 says that the Lord knows you so intimately right now that he knows the number of hairs on your head. Psalm 56 says that the Lord knows every one of your tears and that they matter to him, that he stores each one in his bottle, that he records each one in his book. Hebrews 4 says that Jesus knows what temptations you face and knows what weaknesses you experience, and so knows how to sympathize with you. Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch Christian in World War II, famous for hiding Jews from the Nazis. Well, towards the end of the war, she was caught, and she found herself with her sister Betsy in a concentration camp. Well, one day, she and all the other female prisoners were made to stand naked in front of the German guards and doctors, and she and her sister were so deeply ashamed and humiliated. But then Corrie suddenly turned to her sister and said, "Betsy, remember, Jesus was naked on the cross." And Betsy's face lit up with a smile, and she said, "Oh, that's right. Oh, that helps." Whatever you're going through, the Lord knows. And the Lord builds. Every enemy you face, every lion, every experience you endure, is being used by God to build something magnificent for you. Listen to 2 Corinthians 4. "This light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." The Lord builds. And even before the coming eternity of glory and bliss and relief and joy and perfection, the Lord is building in our lives even now. Romans 8:28 says that every single thing you have ever gone through and will ever go through, no matter how painful, how devastating, how evil, is something that the Lord will work for your good. It is not outside of his control. It's a brick in the construction project of your life, which he's working on, of your godliness, your wisdom, your humility, your strength, your experience, your usefulness to him, your hope in eternity, and so on and so on and so on. It may be an ugly brick, maybe a broken brick, but he has a perfect place for it and a perfect use for it, and he will use it for your good. The Lord builds. Well, let me finish briefly now by pointing us to the true and better Benaiah, the ultimate Benaiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was facing the ultimate lion. 1 Peter 5 describes Satan as prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And Christ went into that pit on that snowy day. He went onto that cross. He took our sin and took our guilt and took his Father's righteous, terrible judgment in our place. And Colossians 2 says that that's how he disarmed Satan and his demons. As those who've put our faith in the blood of Christ to protect us, we are no longer their prey. And his victory over them was then seen when he rose from the dead, meaning that we have a living, reigning champion. And so we can be joyful and confident and courageous as Benaiah was, no matter what we face, because of Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for Benaiah. Thank you for his example. Thank you for the meaning of his name and his father's name. Lord, thank you for preserving this incredibly brief and yet profound account for Emmanuel Church this morning. Lord, help us to be looking to the true and better Benaiah, the ultimate Benaiah who killed the ultimate lion. Help us to be looking to the Lord Jesus, knowing deep in our hearts that he does know what we go through and that he does build no matter what we face. That he is our Benaiah, our champion, defeating our greatest enemy, and that because of him we have a stunning eternity to look forward to. Lord, make us courageous because of our knowledge of that, no matter what enemies we have to encounter. Thank you for the Lord Jesus' victory. Thank you for the victory that we have in him. In his name we praise you. Amen. Amen. Have a good day.